$100 to $400. Submit your ideas today at agriculture.com/idea entry.
Many woodworkers like to use wood they've cut down on their farm. The drying process is important because when wood releases moisture, it can change shape. And you don't want that to happen after the project is finished. Lucas Peters is the digital content manager at Wood Magazine. He says the first step in drying wood is to seal the ends of the boards.
If you haven't already done this with the logs, and even if you have, paint the ends of the boards with latex paint. Give it a good coating. The ends are where the moisture escapes more quickly, and they'll split and check with the uneven drying. So sealing the ends slows down the drying for the ends.
Start the air drying process outdoors where the wind can blow through the stack. Don't put the wood in constant sunlight or the boards might dry too fast and crack. Create a level bed of cinder blocks, add some runners to it, then cross the runners with 4x4 posts. Stack your first layer of wood on top of the posts.
Then you'll want to use inch square, what we call stickers. That's 1 inch by 1 inch pieces of wood. Place those about 2 foot on center on your first layer, then stack your next layer and continue doing that, keeping your stickers right in line. For your top layer, then add another layer of stickers, sheet of plywood, and weight it down with some more cinder blocks. And that's going to keep everything out of the rain and weighted down.
Once it's been outside for a few months, you can bring the wood inside, stacking it the same way. The general rule of thumb for air drying time is 1 year per inch of thickness. You'll have to check the wood periodically for mold and splitting. Use a moisture meter to assess how well it's drying, and when the moisture level has reduced to 10 to 15%, it's ready. Find more tips for drying wood at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Sandbagging, boarding up homes, stocking up on water and non-perishable food. That's what folks who've decided to stick it out in Tallahassee, Florida, ahead of Hurricane Helene are doing. For those like Frank Pinky, however, who've decided to evacuate.
I hope when we come back, our house is still the same as it was, as we left it. But not really nervous. Just being cautious of what's going on around us.
The storm is expected to make landfall this evening, possibly as a Category 4 hurricane. History made in New York.
A federal grand jury handing up an indictment against New York Mayor Eric Adams, the first sitting mayor in the city's history to be charged with a crime. The charges remain sealed, but Adams is already calling them entirely false and proclaiming his innocence.
ABC senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky here in Manhattan. The United States and its allies calling for an immediate 21-day ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah as Israel threatens a ground invasion. This is ABC News. Fresh tensions in the Taiwan Strait. Japan, now the latest country to send a warship through the waterway. The destroyer, the first modern Japanese ship to navigate the strait, heading for military exercises on the South China Sea. Another death connected to the listeria outbreak blamed on bad deli meat.
The CDC reports a 10th person has died in connection with the Boar's Head deli meat recall. The CDC now saying at least 59 people in 19 states have been sickened by the bacteria. The company has permanently discontinued liverwurst production and has closed the Virginia plant where it was made. Other varieties of sausage, ham products, and bologna were also recalled.
At CBC's Andrea Fuji, Boar's Head is now facing several lawsuits. And some really, really old cheese found in China. Archaeologists found chunks of cheese laid out like a necklace with a mummy that was buried more than 1,000 years ago. The cheese, well preserved by the dry conditions. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This is the story of the one. As a warehouse manager, her job is to transform chaos into clarity and to see patterns where others see problems. Luckily, she's got a partner who shares her perspective. Grainger offers over 1 million industrial-grade products, backed by real person support and in-depth online resources, so she can tackle every task with precision and turn potential setbacks into streamlined success. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shop Macy's VIP sale, going on now. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
More summertime weather today with sunshine and highs right around 80 this afternoon. The wind will be light tonight, clear with a low of 51. Tomorrow, sunshine 80. The weekend, we're going to keep it rolling with sunshine and highs in the upper 70s to low 80s on Saturday and Sunday. Are you paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-963-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. A man accused of shooting at a family's vehicle as they were traveling in Marathon County last year will represent himself at trial. Benny Green was deemed competent for trial Tuesday. Investigators say Green tailgated the vehicle, then pulled alongside them and fired two shots, injuring one person. A study from the Better Business Bureau shows investment scams are on the rise again. The Bureau says those scams have overtaken online shopping scams and complaints filed, and victims can lose large sums of money. Anyone trying to offer you a fantastic chance to get in on a new sure thing for your portfolio is likely trying to scam you. And a statue of the Virgin Mary that was missing from a South Milwaukee church for a year is back home. Milwaukee police were able to recover the statue stolen from Divine Mercy Parish in August of last year. An 18-year-old suspect allegedly admitted to taking the statue, which will return to the parish. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
I'm Kamala Harris. Here's a few things I believe. Middle-class families, like the one I grew up in, they want common sense solutions. You want lower prices and lower taxes. I believe you want to just not get by, but you want to get ahead. We must create an opportunity economy where everyone has a chance to get a car loan, buy a home, start a business. And I believe we can make that happen.
Kamala Harris's plan? Bring down costs by cracking down on corporate price gougers. Make homeownership more affordable for families. A middle-class tax cut for 100 million Americans. And make sure billionaires and big corporations pay their fair share so you can keep more of the money you've earned.
Instead of being focused on the politics of the past, we need to be thinking about the future and how we make it better for families like yours. I'm Kamala Harris, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Harris for President.
Good morning. It's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. And Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. Finances for the city of Durand are looking good. During last night's council meeting, representatives from Ayler and Associates updated the city on its finances. Durand Mayor Patrick Millern says the council learned that there may be a way to fund the remaining portion of the Madison Street project using the current TIF district.
Incremental finance district that we have, which is good through 2034, that we may be able to take some of that funding from the TID district and to be able to apply that. As you know, we've been sort of struggling with trying to find ways beyond the grant money. We don't want to lose the grant of about the $900,000 that we've already received and still being able to get the project done.
Milliron says the city will first close out all of the current projects and look at all of the possible options for the Madison Street project, which is scheduled for 2026. An area hospital has a new administrator. Daniel Conan has been named the new administrator for Tri-County Hospital and Clinics on October 1st. clinical earned an associate degree in applied sciences from Western Technical College and a bachelor's degree in radiology sciences from Adventist University of Health Sciences in Orlando, Florida. Dan also has a master's degree in business administration from Viterbo. Conan will take over for Joni Olson, who is retiring after 46 years with Gunderson Health System. The Chippewa County Sheriff's Department is warning residents of a scam. The department posted on social media that a resident was called and told they missed jury duty and now had to pay a $5,000 fine as there were two warrants for their arrest. The Sheriff's Department says their phone number was spoofed, and the department reminds residents that they will not call and demand money over the phone, and you are to just hang up if you receive one of these calls. Police are asking questions after they say a 4-year-old was shot in Neillsville. That happened yesterday at a home on West 7th Street. Police say the 4-year-old girl was rushed to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Investigators say an underage relative shot the little girl. They're not calling the shooting an accident yet, and police are not saying how old the relative is. Wisconsin will give out $125,000 in grants for hunting recruitment and retention. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says it will give out the money to projects that encourage young people to learn how to hunt in Wisconsin and increase the total number of hunters in the state. Past projects that benefited from Hunter R3 grants included expos for new hunters, archery ranges for after-school clubs, and purchasing outdoor wheelchairs for public use. Applications will be accepted through October 15th. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
A long-time frozen food delivery service is shutting down its operations in Wisconsin. Cygnus Home Service let the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development know that in November it will close 8 facilities around the state for Yellow, formerly known as Schwann's Home Delivery. A total of 79 workers will be laid off due to the closures. The company cited pandemic-driven staffing shortages and supply chain disruptions as the reason for the closures. Schwann's began its home delivery business in 1952. Less than half of UW-Madison's new record-breaking freshman class is from Wisconsin. The university released its 2024 freshman enrollment numbers this week. There were 8,500 freshmen this year, a 7% increase from last year. But just 3,800 of those kids are from Wisconsin. The rest are from across the country. UW-Madison continues to be a very popular school. The university said nearly 66,000 would-be freshmen applied to UW-Madison. Nearly 80% of them were rejected. Wausau's absentee ballot drop box appeared and disappeared outside City Hall last weekend. Wausau Mayor Doug Denny admits to wheeling the box into his office after noticing it wasn't bolted down and secured. Denny told WSAU he was, quote, dumbfounded, unquote, and that the unsecured box could have been thrown into a river, quote, unquote. Denny said he was caught off guard and would like more input from the city council and public, although the Wisconsin Supreme Court recently gave authority over the boxes to local clerks. The mayor says he'll respect any decision to have the drop box placed and secured outside City Hall if the clerk chooses. A photo of Denny wheeling the box into City Hall drew sharp backlash from some of the city council, including Council President Lisa Rasmussen, who questioned the legality and ethics of the move. It's not clear if any laws were broken. A Minnesota man is being honored for saving an 85-year-old man's life last year.
The Carnegie Hero Fund plans to award the Carnegie Medal to 25-year-old Dalton Gross of Waterville. Gross was working on a boat in Albert Lea last September when he and a coworker saw a truck go over a retaining wall and into Fountain Lake. Gross took the boat to the crash scene and dived into the lake, pulling Dwight Weiss out of the truck and carrying him to shore. Weiss and Gross were both uninjured. Gross is one of 18 people who is receiving the medal this year. Minnesota hunters are kicking off the fall turkey season this weekend. Turkey hunting will begin in Minnesota Saturday and continue through October 27th. Bows, crossbows, and shotguns can be used, with a limit of one bird of either sex during the season. More information on hunting licenses and other requirements is available on the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources website. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best to end the summer tanning and fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. And the summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit End the Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at End the Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at End the Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Only 8 products remain to be named the coolest thing made in Minnesota. Online voting has narrowed the field to a list that includes American Crystal Sugar, 3M Scotch Brand Magic Tape, Arctic Cat's ZR858 Snowmobile, and Red Wing Shoes' Beckman Boot. Voting in the quarterfinal round concludes Sunday. Products receiving the most votes in each quarterfinal matchup will move on to next week's semifinals. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
The Minnesota Twins scored 5 runs in the bottom of the 7th during an 8-3 win over the Miami Marlins at Target Field. Byron Buxton tied the game at 3 with a solo home run in the bottom of the 4th before Manuel Margot scored on a throwing error in the 7th to spark Minnesota's rally. Griffin Jacks earned his 5th win in relief. The Twins are still 2 games out of the final AL wildcard spot. David Festis starts for Minnesota tonight. Jonathan Green's dominant performance in Week 3 is earning league-wide honors. The Vikings' edge rusher was named the NFC Defensive Player of the Week yesterday. Greenard had 3 sacks against his former team Sunday as Minnesota rolled to a 34-7 win over the Houston Texans. Now the Vikings will visit the Packers in Week 4. The Minnesota Lynx had no trouble dismissing the Phoenix Mercury with a 101-88 win in Game 2 of the first round of the WNBA playoffs at the Target Center. Minnesota swept the best of 3 series behind a dominant performance from Nafsia Khalir, who tied a playoff record with 42. Kayla McBride chipped in with 15 in the victory. The Lynx will take on the Connecticut Sun in the semifinals on Sunday. The Minnesota Wild never led during a 5-2 preseason loss to the Dallas Stars at American Airlines Center yesterday. Dallas scored the first 2 goals of the game in the first period and led the rest of the way. Minnesota will host Winnipeg tomorrow night. The Minnesota Timberwolves will add some organizational depth. The team signed guard Skylar Mays and Trevor Keels and forward Jaden Ledee and Eugene Omori to contracts yesterday. The players will all compete for a spot on Minnesota's regular season roster when training camp begins on Tuesday.
I was so excited when I heard the sandwich was back. What's up? This is Mike.
And this is Celia.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich
is the symphony of flavors. You can always count on that crispy, tender, juicy chicken. It's so good.
My favorite part is the pimento cheese. Topped off with the honey, it all comes together perfectly. I like the original.
I like the spicy chicken fillet. But either way,
you're getting a winner.
The Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is back with a bite. Try it with the original or spicy fillet now for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Texting enrolls you in a recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message data rates may apply.
Taking Nugenix Total T makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix, that's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas, right? Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yes.
Text radio to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
One in four car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced. Let our professional parts people test your battery for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Freddie Peralta reached 200 strikeouts for the second straight season, but the Brewers fell to the Pirates 2-1 on Wednesday night in Pittsburgh. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Manager Pat Murphy allowed Peralta to take the mound to start the sixth inning, allowing Peralta to reach 200.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like any player that gets that close to a milestone and is throwing the ball good. I thought he let the inning before get away from him, focusing maybe too much on a result, not enough on the process of just getting him out. I think that led to the two runs, to be quite honest with you, but you don't know for sure, but it sure seemed like he was trying to get that last punch out to get 200. It's a great honor. I mean, it's a great milestone for any starting pitcher.
Coupled with the Phillies' 9-6 win over the Cubs last night, and the Brewers are now relegated to having to play in the National League Wild Card Series next week, while the Phillies clinch the first round bye. Jake Bowers homered for the Brewers' only run. Jordan Love is getting closer to returning to the lineup for the Packers when they host the division-leading Vikings at Lambeau on Sunday. Love said his knee is getting better every day, and he's less limited this week than last.
Yeah, I mean, we're building it up for sure. Every day is a little bit better, and it's kind of just based on how I'm feeling. And kind of just basing off of like practice today, how I'm feeling, and going from there.
Sunday's game against the Vikings marks the return of running back Aaron Jones. Linebacker Isaiah McDuffie said Jones was a great teammate.
He's just always the same guy, on, off the field. You know, he's always, you know, quick to wrap the shoulder around you if he sees you having an off day, and always try to bring you up, so I always respected that about him.
Week 4 of the NFL season kicking off tonight in New York, where the Giants play host to the Cowboys. Both teams are off to 1-2 starts. 7th-ranked Wisconsin women's volleyball team fell to number 17 Minnesota in 5 sets in their Big Ten opener in the Twin Cities last night. Wisconsin's at Northwestern on Saturday. 15th President's Cup tees off from the Royal Montreal Golf Club today. The U.S. is looking to continue its dominance over the international team, having won 9 straight in the series. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
I got my together.
I got my together.
I got my together.
Just say it. You can get your shots together too. Your COVID-19 shot and your flu shot at the same visit as recommended by the CDC.
I got my shots together.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both.
Are you getting your together?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine. We do have some areas of fog this morning. Highs low 80s, southwest winds at around 5. Tonight, clear, lows low 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, dense fog early, highs in the low 80s. And for Saturday, sunshine, highs once again, low 80s. Currently across the region, we do have some areas of fog. Wabasha, Nelson 56, Pepin and O'Galley 55, Lake City 54, Plum City 52, Mondovi 47. Here at WRDN, we do have some of that fog and 54 with Martina. And my baby loves me. Good morning. It's 7:24.
Don't need no copy of Vogue magazine.
Don't need to dress like no beauty queen. High heels or sneakers, he don't give a damn. My baby loves me just the way that I am. My baby loves me just the way that I am. He never tells me I'm not good enough. Just gives me unconditional love. He loves me tender, he loves me mad. He loves me silly and he loves me sad. He thinks I'm pretty, he thinks I'm smart.
I'm not made for paving long roads. I ain't cut out to climb high line poles, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. I'm not the type to work in a bank. I'm no good at slapping on paint. Don't have a knack for making motors crank, no. But I'm pretty good at drinking beer. So hand me one more, that's what I'm here for. I'm built for having a ball. I love the nightlife, I love my Bud Light. I like them cold and tall. I ain't much on mowing thick grass. I'm too slow, working too fast. I don't do windows, so honey, don't ask. But I'm pretty good at drinking beer. A go-getter, well, maybe I'm not. I'm not known for doing a lot. But I do my best work when the weather's hot, hot. I'm pretty good at drinking beer. Digging deep holes. I'm not made for paving long roads. I ain't cut out to climb high line poles, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. I'm pretty good at drinking beer. I'll hand me one. That's what I'm here for.
Shop locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I'm the kind to take the keys. Don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to. And you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines, your hands tending to on this heart of mine. Makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home. In a 4x4 by you. Parked out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on the tailgate, feet on the dashboard, oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion, up in the mountains or down by the ocean. It's all the same to me, ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by you.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Lainey Wilson, 4x4 by you, 733. I'm Brian Winnikins, and good morning. Happy Thursday, and next hour we'll have birthdays, anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you'd like us to announce, give us a call, 715-672-8989. You can also visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. Also next hour at about 8:45, we'll talk with Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron about the city council meeting from last night. We'll have that for you. And then at 9:10, part four of our spotlight on Valamoa Farms with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Continue our conversation with Ted about some of the farm improvements to help protect the water. And we'll have that again at about 9:10 this morning. If you missed our interview earlier this morning, yesterday I was in Chippewa Falls at Wisconsin Farmers Union's event. They were had some folks in from not only USDA, but also the Office of Trade Representative, and they had an event with talking with a lot of folks about some of the folks that have received some of the grants to expand, like J.M. Watkins, Darylin Power was there with some of the things that they've been doing, and Feed My People was there as well. But I had a chance to talk with the Chief Agriculture Negotiator from the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative, Ambassador Doug McCaleb. And if you missed that interview this morning, that's now on our podcast page at realcountry1430.com. And just go to the podcast page and you can find that interview there. Not often that yours truly gets to talk to an ambassador. That was kind of a cool. He's a Pittsburgh Pirates fan, though. But and Pirates won last night. Yeah, Brewers are going to have to play in the wild card round here. It looks like for the baseball playoffs. Okay, that's great. They've won the division. Like I say, I'm great. Go Brewers. But let's not pull a Vikings and choke in the playoffs, please. At least in the first round, let's not do that. Let's try to win a few here. Come on. Just saying. The beautiful weather does continue. Wow. Even on the way back from Chippewa yesterday, a lot of combining going on with soybean farmers and a lot of corn silage being harvested. I even saw one field where they were harvesting the corn for grain. Well, with this weather, you bet everybody's getting a chance to get a lot of stuff done. And it looks like that nice weather is going to continue. We'll have details here with our weather forecast coming up.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services and Dunn Energy are your Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source for power and information.
It's a couple hours before the football game. The only question is, what are you bringing to the tailgate? Classic beef cheeseburgers, steak fajitas, or maybe that beefy seven-layer dip everyone raves about. No matter what you bring, if it's beef, you're going to be the MVP. Together, we bring more. Rev up your crowd at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers.
Enjoy a taste of fall with The Cottage this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Find fall and winter apparel, delicious country home creation dips, and yummy barmaid cocktail infusions for your fall celebrations. The Cottage will be open Thursday from 9 to 5, Friday from 8 to 4, and Saturday from 8:30 to 1. Celebrate the fall season during The Taste of Fall this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at The Cottage Floral and Gift Shop, downtown Durand.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine. We'll have some patchy fog this morning. We'll have highs low 80s, southwest winds at around 5. Tonight, clear, lows low 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, dense fog early. Otherwise, highs low 80s. And for Saturday, continued sunny and highs low 80s. Wow, nice weather. Currently across the region, still have some areas of fog, but the sun's starting to break through all of that. Wabasha, Nelson 56, Pepin and O'Galley 55, Lake City 54, Plum City 52, Mondovi 47. Here at WRDN, starting to see the sunshine through the fog. 54 with Sarah Evans and I Keep Looking. It's 7:38.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Turn the quiet up. Turn the noise down. Let this old world just spin around. I wanna feel its way, wanna feel its way, and put some feel good in my soul. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke. I want a little more right and a little less left. A little more right now, a little less what's next. Act like tomorrow's 10 years away, and just kick back and let the feeling flow. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke. Yeah. Just don't care. I could get up, go get her back, or maybe I'll just let her go. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke. Yeah. Get the blues a spin, break out the wine, forget again. Dig down deep, find my glass, fill it up, take me back. Kick back, give the blues a spin, break out the wine, forget again. Dig down deep, strike my match, light it up, memory crash. Oh no, I don't know, baby, might take all night, but I'll maybe break out that old rock and roll. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke. Gonna drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke, yeah.
Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking dirt road beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all singing them old songs. Truck circled up around a farm fire. Keeping that dirt on their car hard. Yeah, heading down to the bank to cash that work hard. To the ones pushing that needle in the red and a diesel, they my kind of people underneath them stars down in Georgia. Yeah, I got one for ya. Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking dirt road beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all singing. Turn the dirt in them dust clouds. Hell yeah, it's
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Dylan Marlowe, Dylan Scott, Boys Back Home, 751. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, the River Falls Bacon Bash is Friday and Saturday at Heritage Park in downtown River Falls. Free admission. There'll be bacon-inspired dishes, live music, local craft beer and wine, kids' activities, vendors, and more. The Bacon Bash will be Friday from 4 to 10:30, Saturday from 11 to 10:30. Everything bacon. Boy, I kind of like that. It's the River Falls Bacon Bash, Friday, Saturday at Heritage Park in River Falls. Well, a 400-year-old oak tree in Santa Clara Valley in California is now a official historical landmark. The Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors made the designation official Tuesday. The tree, nicknamed Old Glory, lives on the edge of Pico Canyon Park. This is the same tree that activist John Quigley sat in about 20 years ago to save it from getting knocked down to make room for a development project. Basically, the project ended up being moved a quarter of a mile away. It's the largest tree in the United States to survive. The tree was located, not the project. But it's the largest U.S. tree to survive being located. Just think of the root ball. How the heck did they do that? A 400-year-old oak tree. Wow.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Daily Money Management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, Daily Money Management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-2706. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-2706. That's 800-575-2706.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, listen, dear, I think it's clear we need to sit and talk. It seems you've got this notion I've been having second thoughts. Well, I must confess, in a way, I guess that silly notion's true. 'Cause every second you're not here with me, I think of you. Every second, every minute, every hour of every day. Every second there's a thought of you that comes my way. So if you ask if I've had second thoughts, I guess I'd have to say every second, every minute, every hour of every day. Now I propose we drink a toast and turn the lights down low. Favorite music on and hold each other close. And don't worry, dear, you'll always be here in my heart to stay. Every second, every minute, every hour of every day. Every second, every minute, every hour of every day. Every second there's a thought of you that comes my way. So if you ask if I've had second thoughts, I guess I'd have to say every second, every minute, every hour of every day. Every second, every minute, I love you